a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
I got to run, keep from hiding, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I've got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
How are you? This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. I am. Let's try it one more time, live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. This is the Midnight Rider, and welcome aboard. Wednesday night, Manny, is that better? What we had to... All right, excellent, good. The wonders of doing this over the Internet. The Internets, and the Google. Sometimes I look at maps with Crawford, see what it's like down there where I want to be. Yeah, not with any horses. Don't like them horses, no. I like to clear brush. Yeah. Ride my bike out there. Mm-hmm. Think lots of stuff. Think about how me and Dictator Cheney can do all kinds of cool things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No horses, though. I'm not a cowboy. I'm from Kennebunkport, Maine. I just use this little accent down here. You fool everybody. I don't even know why I got off into that. It is a Wednesday night, and good to be here, and glad you're with us. It's going to be open lines tonight, and chat rooms are open. The Midnight Rider chat room is open through truthnetradio.com. I've not relinked it yet. I just put up a new one today, a little more hacker-proof. The RBN chat room is open at republicbroadcasting.org. We will do Mouseketeer roll call here in just a bit. A lot on the program tonight. Glenn Beck labeling Ron Paul and those that support him terrorists. Are you surprised? I'm not. But, I mean, you got to listen to this. And it's all timing. Because you've got this, these hearings and things going on in Congress with regarding this homegrown terrorism bill, this H.R. 1955. That's now before the Senate under SB 1959, if I remember right. So we're going to have to, we're going to deal with Mr. Beck tonight. That and a lot more. You got to hear Tom Tancredo's latest presidential ad. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Number tonight, if you want to join us on the program, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The conditions here in the Midnight Rider studio tonight, a bit different. I've actually got the lights on, because usually I do the show without lights. Just the shine of the computers that ring around me. But I forgot to change the printer cartridge out. And some of this articles and stuff, I've got to kind of half print, and so I've got to have the lights. So the flow, the feel, the ambiance is different. So hopefully we'll get into all of the we'll rise above it all and everything. I've had a lot of people asking me how I'm feeling. I'm feeling fine. Workers progressing on the leg. They did not remove my bandage this morning. They're going to do that tomorrow. On my leg, and gonna see how she's looking. Swelling is way down in the leg, and I'm moving around pretty good. You know, I was out quite a bit today, actually, running errands and that kind of thing. Good. I just want to say thank you so much for all the kind words and the nice emails, and people say, "Hey, how you feeling, man?" And so that means an awful lot to me. Chat rooms are open, as I said. It's Mousketeer roll call time. And chat rooms are open at republicbroadcasting.org. And then also the Midnight Rider chat room, which is being run through TruthNet Radio tonight. You can go just to the TruthNet Radio website and just click the chat link. That'll take you in there. Either place, a dandy place to participate in a nice chat with like-minded individuals. I think that's always the great thing. In the RBN room, let's make sure here. I've not refreshed. Sometimes this room likes to lock up on me. And so let's just see what we got here. Okay. Looks like we got Joey, Chris, RM Stock, Rogue Dolphin, and Wolf. If others have joined in there and I don't see you, it's because it's locked up. In the Midnight Rider chat room, we've got Ozzy Triple J, Calvin, Dave, Fates Web, Hartruth Soldier Chick, Hugh, James, Jeff, Josh, K Barker MT, Kisa, Chris, Lee Rogers, Lucas, Macho Man, Mike CTW, and Sidetracked. So hello to everybody a part of the chat room and the goings on tonight here on the Midnight Rider. I talked about a story the other night about this Al Qaeda threat on shopping malls. Over the Christmas holidays, the Al Qaeda threat, they've been planning for 2 years to attack shopping malls everywhere. It seems that the FBI says there's no credibility to it. Imagine that. What did I say the other night? I told you that they will come out and that they will say, "Hey, there is no there's no validity to this threat." And sure enough, here it is. Here's the article right here for all of us to read. The FBI said Thursday, it received a tip that Al Qaeda was planning to attack shopping malls in Los Angeles and in Chicago this holiday season, but downplayed the purported threat. The warning contained an FBI memo to local law enforcement agencies that was declassified, said the terror network hoped to disrupt the U.S. economy and had been planning the attacks for the past 2 years. Federal and local officials downplayed the importance of the warning. The memo, known as an intelligence information report, was given to authorities in Chicago and Los Angeles out of an abundance of caution. But they come to say that, it's not credible. I mean, how many times? How many times have they done this? I mean, it goes on and on from the bottle of Gatorade sitting at the Lincoln Memorial with a bomb, with an envelope next to it, and they locked down the Lincoln Memorial. "We've got a suspicious bottle." Oh, my God. Quick, everybody, jump. Envelope attached to it, and inside the envelope, when they finally get the courage to go up to it, realize it's Gatorade, which is also known now as Terrorade, inside the envelope it says, "Do you know what a bomb is?" I mean, they've evacuated sports arenas because of a suspicious box. Dog sniffed the box. Some of the agents sniffed the box. Open up the box. It's ketchup. I mean, this stuff just goes on and on and on. And the thing is it's not that in itself is the bad thing. I mean, they'll come out and say, "Hey, we were wrong here. We missed it." But the damage is already done. The fear has already been instilled. I mean, look at how you have these people all continually will go on and parrot things that have been said. And they do this in the media all the time. And these things have been thoroughly debunked, thoroughly devoured, found to be of no fact, of no base whatsoever. But they'll keep talking about it as if it's fact. And It just goes on. It's like kind of like a Sonny and Cher song. The beat goes on. Just amazing. Our hard-earned dollars and our government officials at work. Scare the hell out of you. Can't do nothing else. Can't get through anything else right, but by God, we can scare you. And we plan to do so early and often. And you know, and the sad thing is there's still a portion of the population out there that will buy this stuff, hook, line, and sinker. And they're just, they're terribly afraid. I mean, they are terribly afraid that something is going to happen. Al-Qaeda's lurking everywhere. They might be down at the library. Ooh, no, can't have that. Oh, my gosh, he's at 7-Eleven. Is he Al-Qaeda? What's he going to give me in my change? Thank God for a credit card. All I got to get is a slip. But I wonder if he's got anthrax on the slip. Oh, my gosh. And there are people who are literally afraid. I mean, I've talked with some seniors that are, you know, that are just so thankful we're in Iraq fighting them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. Just buying into the nonsense and the noise, just hook, line, and sinker. And I actually got into a debate with a lady a few days ago. And I've found that that's almost impossible to do because they just they're not going to listen. Their paradigms are just too locked. They will agree with you up to a point on things. I mean, you can just lay things out for them piece by piece. You can show them where information is wrong, and how this has all been just literally screwed up. And it doesn't faze them. It's like, what do you mean? I don't know nothing about that. And it's just, you blow their mind, and they just cannot, they cannot accept any more input, any more information. It just blows them away. All right, more people in the chat room that I know came in. We got Catherine, Jack Spratt, this OIA, and they're late joiners to the room there. And so glad to see everybody there. So we'll kind of keep an eye on both rooms tonight, as we always do. Both good conversations in both chat rooms. Intelligent people, different kind of bents and twists on things, make going back and forth and looking at them during the breaks really fun to do. I don't get to talk in them as much as I would like, but hey, I mean, I'm kind of a voyeur, a chat voyeur, you know, getting to watch both of these chats materialize, people talk about the show and what's going on. And, we often get news tips too, right there in the chat room, as the shows are going on, which is a really cool thing. So my hat's off to all the news hounds that are out there, and there are so many. There are so many that know what's up and know what's going on. I know a couple young guys, their websites or news websites are getting as much traffic, if not more, than Hannity.com, which kind of surprised me. But, I mean, it's like people are searching for information. They're looking for the truth. I think more and more people are getting to the point where they're getting fed up with what they're hearing and the pabulum that's being served. 80% of adults are on the internet now. It's not a passing fad. It's not a little fancy. People use this. It's central to most people's lives now. And that was one of the big aims. I know with AOL, I worked for them back in the late 90s and up until 2001. And that was their aim. And that has been successfully accomplished. Between that and the internet and the cell phone. It's just incredible what we've seen based on all of that, and I'm just amazed. But we're gonna grab a break. We're gonna come back. We've got Dylan in Texas on the line. We'll talk to him after the break. Plus, I want to play you this Tom Tancredo presidential commercial where he talks about the terrorists. Back in just a minute. Our number 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Yeah, keep it tight, keep it close, keep it wrapped in your blankie. Definitely may need it someday soon. It's the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go immediately to Dylan in Texas. Welcome to the program, sir. You're on.
How are you doing tonight, Midnight Rider?
I am dandy as candy, fine as wine in the summertime.
I'm glad you're out riding.
Me too.
And I want to say... I heard Jerome Corsi. Have you heard of him?
Oh yeah, I've had him on the show on this show twice.
Right. Okay. Well, I heard him today on John Stadmiller's show 4 to 6, the National Intel Report, and I'm not really familiar with his work. I just know him from listening to him on RBN, and
right.
I think, you know, if he really is sincere, then. I think he's a dopehead.
You do?
Yeah, he's been spending too much time in front of the boob tube, and it's done crossed the blood-brain barrier.
How so, Dylan?
Well, you know, he says he's written on or written in, he said he's written in favor of the founding fathers. I guess I'm sure he was talking about of the United States of America,
right,
back in 1776 and all that. And he comes off in some ways, I don't know. I'm not judging the guy. He certainly seems kind of naive, but what he was talking about today, he was trying to convince John that it's a good idea to, I don't know if they're talking about, they were talking about some bill or something that I don't know about. And,
right,
but they were Jerome Corsi was talking about it's a good idea for this legislation to come down that in the event of an emergency that there'd be military forces performing duties supposedly under civilian command, and I don't know. It's just, oh, I remember a lot of callers called in and were disagreeing with his philosophy and saying one of the callers said it was unconstitutional, but more than one caller was referring back to the Katrina thing.
Right.
And mentioning, including one guy who said he lived not far from there and knew some of the Army Corps of Engineers that are in charge of maintaining the dike that broke. And he was saying it's basically physically impossible that a surge hours after the storm came and broke the levee, that it was man-made. And that's what I'd heard since that happened.
Yeah, I mean, there were people down the lower Ninth Ward that heard explosions just before this barge supposedly hits the levee and busts it wide open.
But just the fact that it was hours after the hurricane hit, you know, you'd think it might be in the biggest surge of water, which would be along with the most winds. But anyway, you know, so here is someone who he after a number of callers mentioned that fact, he's in justification for various points of his philosophy, whether I agree with them or not, he's using this Katrina deal as an example or something, a stepping stool for his viewpoint or something, and he's referring to it as a natural disaster, and he's in doing so, he totally disregards the very educated viewpoints of two or three callers, all mentioning the fact that that was not a natural disaster. That's what I'm saying.
You know, in my experience with Jerry and talking with him a bit, I think he's in the midst of having a paradigm busted, but there are certain things that he is holding on to like rabid, like the war on terror, that the government's a dandy thing. And those are things that he's holding on to that I don't think he's yet ready to
well,
let go.
Those are all refined sugar lollipops, and they're pure poison. And he may think
exactly.
They taste good, but if he doesn't suck on them for a while, he won't want them.
Exactly. And I think the more he does research into this North American Union, is he's having more and more difficulty backing a lot of those statements up. I mean, I just don't see in many ways how, you know, some of the stuff that he talks about, he can even back up. But I've got to tell you, his work on the North American Union has been incredible. And without his work, we'd know a damn lot less than we do now.
Well, I don't know anything about Jerome Corsi's work on the North American Union.
Yeah, he's basically the journalist who broke that story wide open.
When was
digging
that?
Around and he's been writing on it for over the last year and a half.
Oh, well, I've known about it for a lot longer than that.
Well, I know, but I mean, but I'm talking about he's gotten FOIA documents, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, he sequestered some FOIA documents.
Ah, yeah.
Freedom of Information Act requests, say.
Yeah. But no, I think the guy's sincere. I hear the hint of sarcasm in your voice, but
no, I'm not being sarcastic.
No, I think
I'm
he's
interested.
Sincere. I think he's sincere. I just think that there's more to his paradigm that has yet to be busted.
All right.
And
I think once
it does, I think that he'll really be a fighter for truth. But that's, you know, that's going to take some time, I think. And it may not happen. Who knows? I mean, some people can't have their paradigm busted. Dylan, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Back in a minute with more. We got Mark in Kentucky Holden. We'll talk to him after the break. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Jerome Corsi has really sparked conversation in the RBN chat room. I'm going to have to listen to the archive of the show because I did not get to hear it today. So I will try to do that tomorrow and take a listen to Jerry's appearance on there. I'm not defending the guy. My thing is I'm just telling you what I've observed talking to this guy. I've interviewed him now 3 times, and I've had conversations with him off the air as well. Just me and him back and, just kind of chit-chatting. And I think the guy is sincere. I think he's messed up on some things, a lot of things. But like I said, I think the work he's done on the North American Union and getting information out like that, I think, has been helpful to us. And, do you associate with people who may not believe everything you believe, and do you just kind of cast them away and say, well, you got to learn it all, do all your research and come back and talk to me? Or do we take people who can kind of help us along the way as we go? That's a question you have to ask. And I mean, I don't know. I see it from both ways. One respect, you'd like people when you have them on a patriot type network to be, well, leaning the way most patriots do. And I think in time he's probably going to. I think this whole border thing and the North American Union has really just shocked him quite heavily. But there's so many things that he's still going to buy into, like 9/11 and other things, because his paradigm he's not going to allow it to bust. And there's a lot, and what he's probably in his 60s, 50s or 60s, and a lot of people that age that are going to be just like that. And, my question though is, is do we just totally cut these people out, because they don't totally agree with us? And if that's the case, I mean, what are we going to do when we go out to the mainstream, try to get people, to wake up and join us? I mean, we're not going to let people involved in, that don't think 9/11 was an inside job try to restore the country. I mean, And then the thing is this a club? And I think a lot of times we get so close to everything, and the fact that we listen to this stuff an awful lot, and we talk about this stuff an awful lot, that sometimes we don't see the forest for the trees. But his book, The Late Great USA, is awesome. I mean, I've read it, and it's a great piece of information. It's easy to understand. I mean, lays it out, document after document after document. But six of one, half dozen of the other. I mean, you get about a half a cup here with Jerry, and you're going to get a half a cup with somebody else, maybe three quarters of a cup over here from somebody else, and it's just the way it goes. Let's go back to the phone. Now, Mark in Kentucky, you're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you. I hope you didn't catch that sneeze. I sneezed.
No,
before.
You were fine. You came in under the sneeze button.
Okay, cool, man. What exactly is Glenn Beck saying, our former neocon neighbor across the river?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're now terrorists because we're disenfranchised with the government. We don't like it. And because we used Guy Fawkes, his memory, and the 5th of November, we might be terrorists. We might be planning other things other than trying to restore the government.
Ah, okay.
No. We're evil. We're bad. Well,
I'm formerly from Cincinnati, Ohio, and he's from there. And yeah, he's a piece of work. I mean, he was the one that actually with his little tour went out and drummed up support for getting us into this war. When he was on radio. So yeah, nice guy. Anyway,
he was doing the whole nine yards. He had was working with had American school kids writing to Iraqi school kids. I mean, it was a real kumbaya kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
that's true. It's like a slightly twisted bent there, though.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, the guy's from an on-air standpoint. I mean, if you look at his shtick, his act, the guy's talented. I mean, he and his staff, they're talented.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you were just listening to the show for entertainment value, mm-hmm. there's a lot of it there. He's like Rush was in the '80s.
Right.
Where Rush was just doing stuff that had never been done on talk radio before.
Well, see,
Beck
David
has kind of done the same thing.
Oh, granted that he is talented, but because he's so diabolical and it's such babble and schmear, it's not funny to me. It's just like, I can't listen to him. I just want to, every time I hear him, I want to punch him in the head.
You want to just freaking scream. I know, I agree. And I invariably will get in, if I'm in the car, when he's on, I will turn him on, and give me 10 minutes, and I'm screaming mad, I'm hollering at the radio, I'm looking for my cell phone because I'm ready to dial in myself.
He's more entertaining than Sean Hannity, though, man.
Hannity's obvious.
Oh God. I just one night I was working, and this is when I was in delivery. And I was delivering stuff, and it was raining like hell out and everything. This was during the height of the Abu Ghraib scandal. And he was saying, oh, there was no torture going on in Abu Ghraib, and while we're seeing the pictures of the torture coming on TV, it's just, man, where do these people come from? I mean, I don't know how they sleep at night. I really don't.
Well, I the question I always have to ask is, at what point did they sell out?
Yeah, I think Shahady, I'd read something, and I cannot remember the source. I read it.
Operation Mockingbird, my friend.
Yeah, but Shahady, supposedly he signed his contract like a day right after 9/11.
Yeah, his nationwide show debuted on 9/11. Oddly enough, yeah. And the way he became a big deal was he was filling in for Rush. And that's how he came to prominence. And from a talk show standpoint, his show sucks. But Beck's a talented guy. But I mean, you take that tool and you can either use the tool for good or you can use it for evil and ill. And he's made his choice.
Yep. You know where their butter's breaded at. I mean,
well, exactly. I mean, you know, they're living in the fine big home. They got their television gig. They got the little radio gig. And the nice money that goes along with that, and the fame and the fortune and everything, they get to take them, a month and a half off every year, and kind of here, there, and yonder, and you've got little minion talk show hosts that would just kill for an opportunity.
But you know what? I mean, I think that also happens also in the alternative media, too.
It does.
There are certain
people
that, and I'm not, like, I've been on actually three other shows before I came on. I'll just say, I want to call in RBN tonight. And so, this is like the third time I've been on. There are certain people that, I don't know. I mean, you start off, you think that they're great and everything, but then you find out there's little things they're not telling you. And especially if it comes to Israel, they don't want to go there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I, and the thing is, one of the problems is right now there is just so freaking much to talk about.
Right.
But you've got Israel, you've got Shimon Peres in Hungary. An article I came across tonight, where basically he says, we're buying Manhattan, we're in Poland, we're in Hungary, we're in all kinds of places, and we're doing rather well, and I see no problems whatsoever. We
right.
get around.
Right.
And I'm going, yeah, exactly. And then, and just the sheer, slow attempt at genocide
right.
of the Palestinians, in my mind, is just so patently wrong. I mean, you can throw religion aside, just from a humanitarian standpoint.
Right.
It's wrong.
Right.
And so I deplore what they do over there. I don't, I'm not not fond of
it. Well,
it
makes
it
even worse when you start to realize that also it's actually implanted in a lot of religious doctrines in which
sure.
these neocons actually believe. I mean,
oh yeah,
they believe in things like the Talmud and everything. It's more than obvious that's what they believe by their rhetoric. And
right,
you go, wait a minute, are these people? And yeah, you find out they're Jewish, and it's just like, wait a minute, there's something wrong here.
Yeah,
there's something not quite right.
Yeah, indeed, and the regular people in the pew, just sit and take the word from the preachers, the gospel, literally, and go on, and they try to do what they think is right according to God, but they don't spend their own time researching, just like the average person with anything.
Right.
Now, doesn't spend their own time reading that kind of thing.
This Christian Judeo-Christian sect that actually all these Christians are actually for Israel is just horrible.
And the thing is, most of them don't realize what's going on over there.
Yeah.
They think it's a great place to go see the Holy Land, to go see Jesus' tomb, and to sit in the Garden of Gethsemane. We've had a dandy tour, and now we're coming back. We've had a great time with Brother Hege.
Right.
And that's how a lot of people, see that. They see it as some kind of spiritual wonderland.
Yeah.
It's Christian Disneyland is what it is.
Right.
Here you've got, Christian clergy over there being spit on by Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And if you whip out a Bible and try to witness or proclaim the gospel to people over there, they throw your butt in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Except in the approved tourist area.
Yeah. Well, not to mention the fact that you got school kids over there, and once they pass any kind of Christian church and everything, they'll spit on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, But they love us, and we should support them no matter what they do.
Oh, yes. The one thing I am hopeful about over there is there is a group of young people that are starting to rise up over there that are starting to get a little upset, realize that what's going on is wrong. They're secular. I think most people in Israel are secular.
Right.
And they're just, you know, they're just riding the wave.
Right.
Because they know they've got, you know, people over with this Holocaust guilt. You know, everybody's responsible for it 60 years after the fact.
Right.
And so they're, you know, they ride the wave. But there's a growing group of folks over there that are becoming upset with what's going on, and they realize it's wrong, but they're not big enough to do anything about it. Will they be, you know, later on? I don't know. This Likud party that they've got with, you know, with Perez and Benjamin Netanyahu and all these idiots, you know, that's a pretty strong group of folks, and they've been able to manhandle and get a lot of stuff accomplished, you know, in the name of being God's frozen chosen.
Well, you know, it's kind of weird when you look at Israel. Start seeing the same thing in Israel as we do here in the United States. Mm-hmm. I mean, and people think, well, that's actually a democracy over there in Israel. I'm like, wait a minute. You better take a closer look at it, you know?
Yeah. They don't even have a constitution.
No, they don't. And so guess what? They got to get rid of our constitution here with the ADL.
Hey,
know,
we all got to look
free
alike.
Speech, you know?
We all have to look alike. We have to dress alike. I mean, we'll have a global uniform before it's all said and done.
You know what? And I was thinking this not too long ago. That's the deception thing about it. I mean, most people, when they see like Netanyahu or anyone else in Israel over there, I mean, they're public officials over there. They dress in ties and suits, and they look just like we do, just like our politicians.
Yeah, and what they don't realize is around 1947, 1948, people like Shimon Peres, Menachem Begin, they were literally going in and doing terrorist acts that we say are terrible that are happening in Iraq now.
Oh, the Stern Gang and everything. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These guys were out and out terrorists.
Well, because according to the Balfour Agreement, the Arabs were supposed to be allotted the same rights as the Israelites were. And so they didn't like that, and actually the British was actually a British occupation there, and that's when the Stern Gang and them came around and decided to throw out the British. I mean, and they blew up buildings and did all kinds of neat car bombs and all kinds of neat stuff, the stuff that they say the Arabs do all the time.
Exactly.
I wonder, you know.
they wrote the playbook on terrorism.
Yes, they did.
I mean, you know, whether it's Entebbe or whatever, you know, I mean, they wrote the book on it. Mark, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jake in Louisiana, welcome to the program.
Can you hear me?
Are you there? I can hear you just fine, Jake. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm cooking a snack here.
There you go. What are we having? What are you making us?
I'm cooking some ranch-style beans.
Oh, you can't beat that for a good time.
I just sit there and eat them about a bowl full. I love them.
Yeah, me too, man. That gets you a few pieces of bread out and stuff some of those beans in that bread and go to town.
Yeah, you're making me hungry. I'm going to have to hurry up and cook them.
What's on your mind tonight?
I turned the fire down so we can talk.
There we go.
I'm the one that called earlier on John's show about the New Orleans problem with Katrina.
Right.
If you want to go back to that subject.
Feel free. Like I said, I've not got to hear the show, so I'm operating at a disadvantage.
Okay.
So I'm going to take what you guys say. And I'll respond from there. So go ahead.
Well, I have a lot of respect for Dr. Carsey. The man wrote a great book, but I think he's like a lot of people. He can't quite break out of the tunnel vision that TV instilled in all of us for so many years.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And again, I didn't diss him at all. I think he's a great man. But he has a somewhat warped view of the government's role in destroying the United States, basically.
Right.
And being down here in South Louisiana, I'm very familiar with what happened with Katrina from the fact that it was first manipulated to hit New Orleans. It missed New Orleans by about 50 miles to the east.
Right.
Now, I'm very familiar with New Orleans. As a kid, I had more fun in New Orleans than most people are allowed to. I think I used up my fun allowance in the first couple of years. It's a wonderful place. It was back then. It degenerated some over the years. But the levee system around New Orleans has been maintained for about 80 years by the Corps of Engineers.
Right.
And the huge storms have struck New Orleans directly or struck close enough to New Orleans where it got hurricane-force winds. And the levees have never broken. and those huge pumps have always pumped out the water in the city. There's never been a problem. There was no reason for the people in New Orleans to panic because of Katrina.
Right.
They said they stayed where they were. They drank. They had a party, which is what people in New Orleans do. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, 5 or 6 hours after the storm had already hit Gulfport and Biloxi and torn them, destroyed them completely, the levees were blown up. Now, it's not just me saying this. There are thousands of people in New Orleans who were there that said this and heard it. And I'll give you another reference. Jim McCanney, on one of his Thursday night shows, a couple of months ago, I think, mentioned, now, Jim went to Tulane in New Orleans. He got one of his master's degrees there. And he said he had talked to some of his people at Tulane, and they told him that the levee had been blown in 7 places. Now, Jim said that on his Thursday night web radio program. And I would consider Mr. McCanney, or Professor McCanney, an unimpeachable source.
Yeah, I would as well. Got to run to a commercial. Jack, thanks for the call. I appreciate you calling in. Great as always. Enjoy the ranch-style beans. I wish I could have some.
I'll save you some.
All right, man. I'll be right over. Back in a minute with more here. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
You know, undoubtedly, the levees were blown. There's just no way around it. I mean, you know, the brunt of the storm misses New Orleans. And, I mean, people are out and about looking at damage. You know, life is, everything's dandy. You know, the party's continuing. And then, boom, people hear explosions in the lower Ninth Ward. And here comes the water. And just to think of how many people died instantly from that rush of water that didn't have a chance whatsoever. And then what they had to endure after they got out, those that got out. It's sickening, and it is a sad testimony of what we as Americans have allowed to occur. You know, you go back and you really have to kind of, you know, start taking stock of all of this. You know, how much blood is really on our hands? And, you know, I hate putting it this way, but maybe in some ways we deserve our fate. Maybe this is what goes around, comes around, coming back to us. We've acted like the world's policemen. We've stuck our nose in places where it hasn't been wanted for a long time. I mean, my God, we're still in Korea. And the Koreans want us to leave. South Koreans want us to go. But we refuse. Because the Korean hostilities have not been ended technically. Yet not a shot's been fired in over 50 years. I think about all those dead Iraqis. At least a million. In countless numbers in Afghanistan as well. I mean, men, women, and children. This is all senseless. And I'm in the back of my mind, I wonder if, you know, this is not us getting our just desserts. Because, I mean, we're responsible for what these people do. We supposedly put them there. And I know that there was more crook than hook going on in these last couple of presidential elections. But we elect these people to Congress and that type of thing. And most of us sat around with blinders on. And I know I did until 2005. It was Hurricane Katrina that woke me up. And I've got to tell you, I feel ashamed for supporting George W. Bush and buying into all this left-right paradigm junk. And hopefully the what I'm doing now, in just a small way, helps to play a part in changing that and maybe setting some of these things right. But what's transpired is has been nothing but sick, and by a bunch of sick individuals who just charm the pants off of us, make us think that they are indeed God loving, God fearing men, and when in fact they're the exact opposite, and I hate that, and I hate that we've just been so easily duped and conditioned. And allowed it to happen, and we've got to take it back. We've got to get it back, and I hope it's not too late. But I think we're winning in some areas. That they're having to change their plan. I think they're accelerating their plan forward, and we're going to see swift moves now, as opposed to increments. And you know, if you haven't got your food ready, and that type of thing, you need to start thinking about it. I mean, you got to get it going. And get yourself geared up, not only for an information battle, but just a battle for survival. Back with more in just a minute. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. With